Northwesterly force 3 or 4. And the papers, the main stories covered on today's front pages in varying degrees of predominance, are the report of official statistics showing the fearful rise in serious crime, to quote the Independent main headline, U.S. President Reagan's call to Israel to quit the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, the refusal of the High Court to grant a contempt order against the Taoiseach, Mr. Haughey, the government's decision to stand fast on pay, and naturally the story with picture of the new Rose of Tralee, Laura Ganey from Canada, whose ancestors came from County Cork. Naturally, the Irish press has front-paged the story of British Labour MP Ron Brown's attempt to make his views known to Mrs. Thatcher in Glasgow yesterday, along with pictures, first of Mrs. Thatcher smilingly arriving at her hotel with Dennis, and secondly of Mr. Brown in the hands of two policemen, tie askew and a none-too-pleased expression on his face, about to make his exit from the scene. But back to the Rose of Tralee, the Times has the most telling front-page coverage of the event, putting it in perspective thusly, and I quote, aside from just banal pulchritude, the 32 Roses demonstrated talents like squeeze box playing, ooh, boasted of pistol shooting and abseiling, whatever that is, down cliffs, and catching 45-pound salmons in rivers. They confessed to aims like wanting to become Consul General of the American Embassy in Dublin. Why not? That's from Patty Hayes of California. And majoring in embalming at Mortuary College. That from Colleen Curran of Washington. Any truth to the rumor that you're being entered in the Dandelion of Dublin competition this year, Mr. Meehan?
Goodness me, Bob. The only flower, actually, I'm interested in is the flower Mr. Donut puts in his donuts.
How about the Donut of Dublin competition?
Yeah, good idea. The Nut of Dublin. 26 minutes to 9.
Is this just a feeling that comes between us when I see your